It's 12 noon in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Norm Schrein, and you are listening to Information Radio 1660 in another version of Information Radio on the Road. And we are on the road today in Chicago, Illinois, on the 103rd floor of what had been called the Sears Tower. We'll get to the new name in a moment. I have two ladies that are going to be speaking with me today. One is Kate Murphy. She's with Skydeck, and that is the people who are hosting us today, along with hundreds of tourists every day. And we'll learn a little bit about Skydeck in the latter part of the program. And also Karen Vaughn, who is with the Travel and Tourism Department for the City of Chicago. So I want to say good morning to you, Karen, and another nice day in Chicago.
Good morning. Welcome to the city.
And for the Tourism Department, if it doesn't kind of say in its name what it is that you do, why don't you give us a little bit information about what the Tourism Department's about?
Sure. Our office is dedicated to attracting leisure travelers to Chicago. We have about 45 million people each year who come to the city, either on vacations or for business and conventions. So certainly we have a huge amount of visitors each year, and it's a great city. There are things to do all year round, even in November as the weather gets a little bit colder, and we love to welcome people. Ohio is such an easy drive to Chicago, so certainly we encourage people to come on over.
Well, it's probably about a tank of gas or less to get here, depending on what your gas mileage is in the vehicle that you're traveling in. But it is, from Dayton, you head west on Interstate 70 to Indianapolis, up Interstate 65, and then you get into the I-80-90 corridor, and then kind of work your way into Chicago from there. So, and it's probably, five, 6 hour drive. I don't know if you guys go to Dayton very often as compared to people from Dayton going to Chicago, but it's a leisurely drive, and that being said, it falls right in with the parameters of Information Radio on the Road, and what we want to do is talk about some of the things that there are going to be happening here in Chicago, and you're going to be coming up on the holiday season. And with that, you're going to have Chicago, as any other city does, has a lot of activities, I'm sure, going on during the month of December.
That's right. Chicago is a great place to celebrate the holiday season. There are many, many events that happen, a lot of which are free. Plus, the shopping here in the city is really great, I think. So people can come to the city, stay in a hotel, experience some of the great events with their family, and then get a lot of their holiday shopping done.
And there's plenty of hotels and plenty of shopping places to stay here in Chicago.
Exactly. Not only is there the Magnificent Mile, which has a lot of high-end shops and is really compact, so a great place to do a lot of your shopping, but Chicago is home to more than 77 distinct community areas, neighborhoods. And in these neighborhoods are a lot of unique boutiques, Chicago-based designers, really things you can't find anywhere else. So if you're coming to shop, you can stay downtown, do the Magnificent Mile, Michigan Avenue shopping, and then spend a day out in the neighborhoods experiencing some of what makes the city unique, and then getting gifts and clothing and shopping done that you can't find anywhere else.
Well, Chicago has certainly made big advancements from the day when Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over the lantern, right? So the Great Chicago Fire, of course, was an opportunity for the city to kind of restock and rebuild rather from a haphazard way that it was prior to that, and to lay out the downtown area as it is now. And it's really easy to get around here, and with the public transportation, you can work your way around the downtown area pretty easily. However, how is the traveling as far as getting out into the outer reaches of town, if you will?
Well, Chicago's very lucky to have a great public transportation system. And so for just a couple of dollars and a little bit of time, you can really get anywhere in the city on public transportation. One of the things our office, as the Office of Tourism, does is really encourage visitors to get out into the neighborhoods. We have a couple of unique programs that make it easy to do so. There is a program called Chicago Neighborhood Tours. Those take place every weekend throughout the year, and they're led by motor coaches. So you have an actual tour guide who will give you a tour of a certain neighborhood, you get an opportunity to eat some food in a neighborhood restaurant and really experience something, I think, a little bit different from maybe what the usual visitor gets to see. Another great program, which is absolutely free, is called the Chicago Greeter Program. And Chicago Greeters are Chicago residents who volunteer their time to take visitors around the city. So these are about 2 to 4 hour volunteer-led walking visits of the city, and they utilize public transportation. So if you wanted to, say, learn more about Hyde Park, which is the neighborhood that President Obama is from, you could get a Chicago Greeter, which would be a free Chicago volunteer who would meet you downtown, take you on public transportation to Hyde Park, and spend 2 to 4 hours walking you around the neighborhood and showing you the sights.
And again, you have the opportunity to get in a couple of the boutiques, I'm sure, on your walk around town.
Absolutely. And again, that program is free. And so it's a great way to become more comfortable with the public transportation system and really familiarize yourself, I think, with how to use it and then how to get out of downtown. And we found that once people have the confidence to do that, they're much more likely to explore other neighborhoods. So it really is a great program.